We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Yuma, Daf Yud, Amar Aleph, about 7 or 8 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Tonu Rabbanan, Rabbanan taught us. Kol alishka yishayu b'migdosh lo'yhoy lehen mezuzah. All of the different rooms, the chambers that were in their Beis HaMikdash did not have mezuzahs. That means they're not required to have mezuzahs on their doorposts. Chutz milishkas parhedrin, except for this room where the Kohen Gadol was secluded in for 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim. Shehaya by Beis Dir LaKohen Gadol, because that was the living quarters for 7 days and nights for the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom Kippur. So that's the only lishka that needed a mezuzah. Otherwise, the Beis Hamikdash did not need a mezuzah, as the halacha really dictates by the strict letter of the law. A Beis Hamedrash, a Beis Hakneses, does not require mezuzah, as we'll see. The Rambam lists 10 tenoim, 10 different conditions for a room or a house that needs a mezuzah, and one of them is it has to be choil, it has to be non-holy places. So none of them needed it, except for Lishkas Pared, because it was served as a living quarter for the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim. That's the Tanakhama, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. V'alekama Lishka Yisayah B'Migdash, Shehoylan Beis Dira. There were other rooms in the Beis HaMikdash that served as places to be lived in by those who are in the Beis HaMikdash, whether the Kehanim or Leviim. Rashi explains the Lashemre Habayis. There were Leviim who were chosen to be guards over the Beis HaMikdash. Not guards to protect it, you don't need it to protect Hashem's house, but as a way of showing royalty and chashivas to the Beis HaMikdash. And V'loi Ha'ilan Mezuzah, they didn't have Mezuzah either. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Lalishkas Parhedrin Gezeiroisa. In other words, the Tanakh Amo says that the Lishkas Parhedrin, this room that was designated to be for the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim for 7 days, required by halacha a mezuzah. Midai Raisa. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, no, it didn't need Midai Raisa mezuzah, but rather Midai Rabbanon as a Gezeira. What the Gezeira was exactly, we'll see on Amid Beis. They needed it only Midai Rabbanon. That's what the Gemara says right over here. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Or my Rabbi says, "Kesav Rabbi Yehuda, the kol bayis sheino osi limaisach hamaloi meisach shomim." If a house is not meant to be lived in, both in the summertime and in the wintertime, ainoi bayis. And as if it's only to be there partial time, if it's only to be used for part of the year, it's not considered a bayis. And as Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, when it says in the Torah, put in uchsavta v'al mezuzah, is beisecha uvisharecha, you have to write and place a mezuzah on the doorposts of your homes and your gates. It has to be a gate of a city that's used all year round. It has to be a home that's used both in the winter and in the summer. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
So somebody has a beach house, they don't...
According to Rabbi Yehuda, somebody has a beach house and he only goes there in the summer. He goes there for a month, 2 months at a time for the year, would not require a mezuzah.
Even if he's there more than 30 days.
Even if he's there more than 30 days, right. Rabbi Yehuda says that to constitute a bias, it has to be a bias that's lived in all the time. Now, of course, you can go away for a little bit from the house, but it has to be that its normal usage is throughout summer and winter. If it's only designated for one season, it's not considered a bias in the opinion of Yehuda. So a shore house, or someone goes up to, has a summer home somewhere else, not considered a bias according to Yehuda. Eisvei Abayas, Abaya asked the Kasha, Rava, or really Rabbi, we said, Rabbi, you are explaining Rabbi Yehuda to mean that since it's not meant to be used all year round, it's not considered a bias. V'haksiv, it says in a pasuk, Hashem says when threatening the Bnei Yisrael, when they don't do what is expected of them, the Navi tells them, be kasi, base hachoyref al base hakayitz. Hashem says, and Rashi explains over there in Amos, that there were rich people who had special homes just for the summer, just for vacation home. They had one for the winter, they had one for the... This is not a new thing. This goes back to the times of the Nevi'im. People had summer homes and winter homes. And Hashem says, if you don't listen to me, not you only have to worry about one house being destroyed, well, you worry about your summer home and your winter home. So you see that the Pasuk says clearly that it's called a Beis HaChariv and a Beis HaKayitz, and it's called a Bayis. Says Amalei, Rabba will tell back to Rabbaya, no, Beis Chayrif or Beis Kayitz Ikri. It has a specific name. It's called a summer home or a winter home. But Bayis Stama Lo Ikri, it's not called a regular Bayis. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabba, in order to be required to put a mezuzah, it has to be a regular Bayis. Because the Pasuk says, Uchsavta Ma Mezuzahis Beis Secha. It doesn't say Beis Kayitz Shalcha or Beis Chayrif Shalcha. So therefore he says, Bayis Stama is only one that's used all year round. Okay. Bayis Stama Lo Ikri. That's one kasha that Abaya has. Good. Another kasha. Eisvei Abaya, Sukkah Sachag B'chag. What's the halacha of a sukkah? Does a sukkah require a mezuzah? How long do you live in your sukkah?
7 days.
7 days. Just about the same time as the Lishkas Barhedrin, right? So here you have the Sukkah Sachag B'chag. Does it require a mezuzah or not? So, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda says, you are obligated for the following things. B'chachon and Patrin, Rechayim, exempt from these three things that Rabbi Yehuda says you're obligated to you do in this house, this Sukkah. What three things? The Tani Aloh, and we learned on this Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Be'eruv, meaning if this sukkah was in a courtyard with, let's say, other sukkahs or other homes, so in order to be able to carry within that courtyard, you have to make an Eruv Chatzeris. So not only have to make Eruv Chatzeris for homes within a certain courtyard, but even if one of those homes was a sukkah, you're also required to join in the Erev Chatzeris, otherwise no one will be able to carry the in that Erev. In other words, what do you see from Yehuda? That a sukkah seems to be a regular house. Fine. Uve mezuzah, you're obligated to put a mezuzah on a sukkah, according to Yehuda. Uve meiser, and in terms of the laws of meiser. What does it mean in terms of the laws of Meiser? It means the halach is by Meiser. We have a pasuk that we did by the vidui Meisers, by the confession of Meiser. A person has to say, coming up in 2 weeks in Parashas Kisavai, Biarti HaKodesh min HaBayis. I have done away with all of the holy tithes, the holy separations, min HaBayis, from my house. In other words, you're not required to give off Meiser until it enter into a home. What if it enters into a sukkah, this little hut? What if it entered into, says Rabbi Yehuda, Pneumachayiv and Meiser? That's already considered a bias that you already have to take off Meiser. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, even a house which is only used for 7 days, a sukkah, is chayiv and Erev Chatzeris, chayiv and mezuzah, and chayiv in Meiser. It makes the food chayiv and Meiser. So how could you tell me Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that this Lishkas Barhedrin, because it's only used for 7 days, doesn't need a mezuzah? It doesn't go with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chit heime, maybe you'll tell me midirabonah. Maybe you'll tell me this sukkah zechag, it's not midirai zechag. Really, it's not a bias. But midirabonah, for certain reasons, they said they would have a din of a bias. That can't be. Bishleme Erev Mezuzah Ikaleme Midrabanan. Meaning it's possible to say that since a sukkah is lived in, people may get confused between a regular house and a sukkah. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda required you to have Erev Chatzeris. And maybe he said you have to put a mezuzah up Midrabanan. People will say, hey, this is a place that I go and eat and I sleep in for a certain amount of time. If people think, you know, I don't put a mezuzah on that, maybe you won't put a mezuzah on your house. Well, that makes sense to require midrabanan. However, Ela Meiser, to tell me that if you bring the food in, you bring the produce in through this sukkah, then now they'll say, oh, midrabanan, you should now take off Meiser from that. That's not a good midrabanan. Why? Mi'ekalame midrabanan. Could you tell me that is a midrabanan obligated? The problem will be Dilma Asila Afrushi Menachiyav Ala Patur Menapatur Alachiyav. The problem is like this. There's a halacha that you have to take off Meiser from 1 year of the gathering and of the produce and another year. There are cutoff dates from Eiser, certain ones for trees, certain ones for vegetables, and you can't take off from 1 year, at the cutoff point from 1 year, what was already gathered the next year. So you can't take something that was chayiv in this year and take it off for the next year. So if this was really putter from Meiser Medayraisa, how could I use these fruits to exempt fruits that are chayiv Medayraisa? Or I'll use other fruits which are chayiv Medayraisa to exempt these fruits which are really Patur Medayraisa. So you can't sort of, you can't be machmir by Meiser, because you may then take off from these group of fruits on other fruits which are a different chayiv. These are only Medrabon and those are Dayraisa. So therefore, you cannot explain this brisa in this way. Okay? Elo Amar Abaye. So Abaye is going to suggest the following. What's the question? What's our question over here? The question is like this. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Lishkas Parhedrin, that the Kohen Gadol goes for 7 days, does not need a mezuzah. Because it's not a bias, it's not used for Yemais HaChama, Yemais HaKshamim, Yemais HaYet. And yet, he seems to say that a sukkah, schag b'chag, the sukkah for the 7 days of Yontif, does require a mezuzah. That's the kasha. Elam Rabbi as follows. B'shiva, the kuli amalei pligi de mechaiva. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda says, that the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is living in the Lishkas Paredrin, you need a mezuzah. Just like you need a mezuzah for the 7 days you're living in the Sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And they don't argue with the Chachamim. Loi pli in mechayev. Ki pli yi. When do they disagree with the Rabbanan and they say, you don't need a mezuzah, b'shar yimei sashono, the rest of the year when the Kohen Gadol is not living in the Lishkas Paredrin. Rabbanan tzavri gazri neshay yimei sashono otu shiva. The Rabbanan say, if you don't have a mezuzah up all year round, then you may not end up putting it up during those 7 days. And Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Lo Gezrin, and I'm not worried about it. The Kohen Gadol, when he comes in for the 7 days beforehand, he'll put it up. So very good. So here's how Abai understands the Braisa. During Sukkot, do you need a mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yes. During the 7 days the Kohen Gadol is living in the Shkabar, do you need a mezuzah? Yes. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you don't need a mezuzah? The rest of the year. The Rabbanan say you need a mezuzah all year round on the Lishkas Paredrin. Gazrina, maybe you won't put up the 7 days. Rabbi just says, I'm not concerned about that. That's Abaye's way of learning the Machlokes. Omalei Rava. Rava says now to Abaye, you can't learn that way. Why? V'hasukas hachag b'chag kitani. What was the machlokes between the Rabbanon and the Chachamim concerning Sukkah? Was it a question about all year round the Sukkah requiring a mezuzah? Or was the debate on a Sukkah during the days of the holiday of Sukkot? Sukkah sachag b'chag, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev acham patron. So you see the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim actually take place on a sukkah during the days of Yontif. So how could you tell me everybody agrees during the 7 days you need it? And the question is about the rest of the year. The Braisa indicates clearly that the Machloikis says, do you need a mezuzah on a sukkah when? During Sukkot. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you do need it during the Sukkot. And Chacham say, you don't. And therefore now take it back to the other Machlokes, Lishkas Parhedrin. It would seem clear that Machlokes is during the 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need, and the Chacham say you do need. Rav is just saying like this, Sukkah Sachag B'chag is certainly a Machlokes, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you do need, and the Chacham say you don't. So if that's where the Machlokes is, you can't tell me everybody agrees for the 7 day period. They're arguing about the 7 day period. So now transfer it over to Lishkas Parhedrin, Rav will say. If Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayv, that means even during the 7 days you're not chayv. And the Chacham say you are chayv during those 7 days. Therefore, Elo Amar Rav, here's the Machlokes. B'shar Yemais HaShana, during the rest of the year, Kuli Amalei Pligi De Petura. Even the Rabbanon will hold that the whole year round, where the Kohen Gadol is now living in Lishkas Barhedrin, you don't require a mezuzah on that Lishkas Barhedrin. Nobody's living in there. Why should you have to have a mezuzah? So everybody agrees you don't need a mezuzah then. Ki pligi b'shiva. They're only arguing during the 7 days. And actually they have a two-way machlokes during the 7 days of Sukkis and during the 7 day period prior to Yom HaKippurim. That's when the machlokes is. V'sukkah time aluchud, v'lishka time aluchud. And there's an independent reason for the machlokes concerning Sukkah and a separate reason for the machlokes concerning the Lishka. And I'll explain. Sukkah time alachud. Sukkah has its own independent reason. Rabbi Yehuda le time a. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own opinion. The Amar Sukkah diras keva ba'inon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that actually the sukkah that we're required to make is a diras keva, meaning you could have a very stable structure for a sukkah. For example, the first Mishnah in Sukkah says that a sukkah she gavoya lamalam yes from Amma is psula. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, machshir. If you have a sukkah that is so tall that it will be impossible for it to stand unless you make it with a permanent structure, the Chacham say it's puzzle. Because the Chachamim all the sukkah has to be a diras arai, a temporary living place. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, machshir, no, it could be as tall as you want, even though it would force you to make it sturdy enough as if it would be permanent, because he holds it could be a diras keva. So now it's very good, says Rava. Rabbi Yehuda l'tameda says, Dama diras keva b'inon, therefore u'machayve b'mezuzah. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah on sukkahs indeed needs a mezuzah. The Rabbanu l'taymayu, the Rabbanu going according to their reasoning, the Amri, Tzukas diras arai b'inon, all you need is a temporary, you must have a temporary place, v'loi mechayev mezuzah. And that's why since it's temporary, you're not going to mechayev and mezuzah. And that we'll see, that's another condition the Rambam lists in one of the 10. The Nerotim mechayev and mezuzah, you have to have a permanent residence, a permanent living quarter. That, says Rav, is the machlokes concerning sukkah. The lishka time aluchud, and lishka, the lishka's barhedrin, has its own reason of the machlokes. Rabbanan tzavri dira bal korcha shma dira. That a dira that one is forced to live in is still considered a dira, it's still considered a living place. And therefore it's mechayev and mezuzah. So even though the Kohen Gadol is forced to live there, and as he has no choice in the matter, he must live there for 7 days, that's still considered a dira, still considered a home. Rabbi Yehuda Sava dira bal karcha lo yishma dira. If a person is forced to live in a certain place, that's not considered a dira, a place of living, and therefore you're not mechayev to put up a mezuzah on such a home. So since the Kohen Gadol is required to live there, so Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. But that's only midei raisa. Or midei rabbanon, who did takinu lo? But the rabbanon instituted that you have to put up a mezuzah. Why? Shelo yoimru Kohen Gadol chovish beveso asurin. People shouldn't say, hey, the Kohen Gadol is going in and out of that room. Why? He's living there, no mezuzah? Why is there no mezuzah? Must be he's in a prison. And a prison, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not required to have a mezuzah. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Adira bal karcha lo yishma dira. Now we have to discuss about a prison, we have to discuss a lot of things over here. But the first question that the Rishonim ask over here is, if according to the Chachamim, a dira bal karcha, meaning if you're forced to live in a certain place, even only for 7 days, like the Kohen Gadol and Lishkas Barhedrin, it's still called a dira, and that's why you're required to put up a mezuzah, right? Chachamim say, a sukkah, a dira bal, the Chachamim say, dira bal karcha shma dira, right? You're required to put it up. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a dira bal karcha is not called a dira, right? And that's what Elishka's Parhed will not require a mezuzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now what about a sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda? That we said, you are required to put it up. But aren't you forced to live over there? Right? For 7 days you're required to live over there. It's a mitzvah. Okay, it's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol also to live in the right? We learn it out from the Torah. According to the Rishon, it's the Raisa. Right? La'asayis l'chaper. Just like the by the Shiva Simei Amiluam, he had to be separated over there. So too we learn for the 7 days before Amikum. It's the Raisa, according to many Rishonim. So it's also a mitzvah. But yet Rabbi Yehuda says, if you Kohen Gadol is forced to live over there, that's not a tutidid adira. So yet we're forced to live in a sukkah.
Yeah, but you can live in any sukkah, whereas here
they call it. So you're going to the Achrayim already. Let's see what the Rishayim answer first. Then we'll get to Dennis's answer of the Achrayim. The Rishayim answer like this. What's the difference? Well, let's think. What's the difference between a sukkah and the Lishkas Parhedrin?
The Lishkas Parhedrin is also part of the rest of the building. It's not separate. It's just a section.
Yeah, but he says still you're not required a mezuzah, right? Because you have to because you're forced to live there. So the Ritva answers like this: the Lishkas Parhedrin, the Kohen Gadol is there by himself. The sukkah, a person's there with his family. He can bring his wife, his children, his family's there. He can invite guests over there. That's like a regular home. I have to live over here, but it's not like a Bal Korchok. It's not considered not a Dira because it can bring family over there. That's one answer. The Taisus Yishanim over here says, what's the difference? The difference is that even on Sukkot, we're asked to live in my Sukkah. It says the whole 7 days of sukkahs have to make my sukkah my regular residence and my house my temporary residence. But my house is still my house. I'm allowed to go back and forth, right? I still go back and forth. No one has a bathroom in his sukkah, so he still goes to his house to use it, right? And if he has to use the home phone, he goes back into the house to use it. So you have both usages of the house and sukkah. And therefore it's not comparable to the Lishkas Parhedrin, which is solely has to be stayed in that room for all 7 days, cannot go out. A third teretz is given that if we know that if someone who's mitzta'er is patur min ha-sukkah. So in case it's uncomfortable in the sukkah, he's allowed to exit, he's allowed to go back to his house. The Kohen Gadol does not have that treatment. He has to stay there for 7 days. And then the Sfas Emes answers, like Dennis said. It's true, the sukkah, maybe you have to say that even though you have guests, even if you have a choice, sometimes you have to go out, but you're required to be there. But says the Sfas Emes, but you can make your sukkah wherever you want. You have to be in a sukkah, but where the sukkah is, that can be wherever you want. The Kohen Gadol could only live in the Lishkas Parhedrin, and that's where it is, only one location. The sukkah, you can do wherever you want. Keep that teretz in mind, because when we have another discussion over here, we have to come back to that teretz. Okay? Now, let's go back to the Gemara earlier, the Gemara in Amud Aleph. According to the Chachamim, the Lishkas Parhedrin has to have a mezuzah on it. Even though it's only used for 7 days, you have to have a mezuzah on it. Frek Tashagas Aryeh, in his Sefer Gvura Sari, he asks, 1 second. There's a Gemara in Menachis, and the Gemara in Menachis says, and Daf Mem Dalur Amin Aleph, that if somebody rents a house in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, when is he required to put up a mezuzah? After 30 days. If you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, when are you required? Right away. Why? Says the Gemara, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains, what do you mean Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? That the Chachamim wanted people to inhabit places in Eretz Yisrael. So if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, we require you immediately to put up a mezuzah. So once you put the mezuzah on, you're probably not going to leave so fast. Why? Because if you leave that house, you have to leave the mezuzahs up. The Gemara Bar Mitzvah says you're not allowed to take down mezuzahs. And even if you say, all right, listen, I don't want to part from my mezuzahs, but I have to leave. But someone gets a house with mezuzahs on it already, it's much quicker to rent out. So Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we say we want it to be inhabited, and this will ensure us that Eretz Yisrael will be inhabited always by more people. So now, the Lishkas Parhedrin, how many days does the Kohen Gadol live there?
Seven
days. So it's not 30 days. So he shouldn't be required. Ah, you're going to say, that's Eretz Yisrael. But the reason of why you're mechuyev in Eretz Yisrael is because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Lishkas Parhedrin doesn't apply Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because nobody's living over there. He's just there for 7 days because he's required to be secluded for 7 days. Right? So Eibazai says the Gvura Saris, and then it doesn't make sense. Why should he be required at all to put up a mezuzah if you only have 7 days? It should be similar to renting a house in Chutz La'aretz, where you're not required until 30 days. That's his kasha. Zifrek the Shagasai. Shagasai has two answers based on two different terutzim in Taisvis in Menachis, Daf Mem Daled. Taisvis says, according to the first Teretz Taisvis, really, in Chutz La'aretz, if you rent a house, you're obligated to put up a mezuzah midairaisa immediately. Why? Because even though it's not your house, but since you're the one living in there, it's a chayves hador, the obligation is the one living over there. Why? Because we know mezuzah is there to protect the home, one of the reasons. We're going to learn more about mezuzah coming up in the next daf or two. And since you need that protection immediately when you get it, you're required to put it up right away. However, why did they say you don't put it up until 30 days? Because since you may leave within 30 days, and as you've tried out, you're renting a house, let me see the first week, the first 2 weeks, if too many things start breaking, if I don't like the sunlight, if it's too much noise, I'll move out. So until 30 days pass, says Taisvis, it's not considered a conclusive place of living for this person. So really the Torah requires you to put up a mezuzah even though it's not your house, but it's not considered your living place until 30 days pass. Says the Shagasai, that's only when you're renting a house in Chutz La'aretz, you're just renting a house. You need 30 days to see if you get comfortable, if you like it. However, the Kohen Gadol moving into Lishkas Parhedrin, where he knows he has to be there, where we require him, the Torah says he has to live there immediately when he moves in, that's his place, and therefore you're obligated to put it up right away, even though it's only 7 days. And as according to the first Teretz of Taisvis, this whole idea that you have to wait 30 days before you put it up, it's only because until 30 days is not considered a real place of living. But Lishkas Parhedrin is. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two says the Gvura Sari. Is Taisvis is another Teretz. Really, Midrabbanan, sorry, really Midairaisa, if the house is not your house, you're not required to put up a mezuzah. It's Beis Secho, your house. This is not my house, I'm just renting it. Right? Is it my house? No, it's somebody else's house. I'm just renting it. So I would not be mechuyev to put it up. Right? However, Midrabbanan, they said, listen, since you're living over there, and it certainly seems like it's your house, you're obligated to put it up. The Chacham said, but we're not going to obligate you to put it up until 30 days pass, because 30 days is considered already a significant amount of time that living there makes it like your house. But it's only Midrabbanan, right? Comes out according to this Teretz of Taisvis. Really, if somebody does not own the house, if he didn't pay for the house, is he obligated to put up a mezuzah? No. And that's why he don't put up till 30 days. Except because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they said put up right away. However, if you remember from a couple of blot ago, if you remember, why is the Lishkas Parhedrin called Parhedrin?
Appointed.
Yeah. Like an appointed officer of the king. Why? Because every new Kohen Gadol that would come in would remake it and fix it up.
Right, yeah.
So since he's paying to fix it up, there are expenditures which he himself is laying out money for. It's considered like he's paying for it. It's considered like it's his house, and therefore he's mechuyev. Not he's just renting it, but it's considered his house. Those are the two answers of the Shagasai. With the second answer, he wants to answer Taisvis' kasha. Taisus on Amud Aleph says, you're telling me that all of the lishkas did not require a mezuzah, except for the lishkas parhedrin. Why? Because somebody lived there for 7 days. Says Taisus, the second one on Yud Amud Aleph, chutz min lishkas parhedrin shibayi sedira vin taimar lechoshen am lishkas beis even shibayi sedira lechayin aser v'sapara. Do you remember? Who's the partner to the Kohen Gadol for 7 days? The Kohen who burns the parah. Also Medayrais, according to some opinions. Right? La'asais l'chaper. You need 7 days seclusion before he goes and burns the parah aduma. So he also had a special house. Why didn't he have to put up a mezuzah? So Taisus answers, we're only talking about things that are built on Kodesh, in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Evan, where he goes, this Kohen HaSerif, is built on the Har HaBayis. Inami kimin lehava b'chol shata. It wasn't every year, because it didn't burn a Parah Aduma every year. So it could be once every many, many years. Therefore, it's not considered a dira at all. You're not required to put up a mezuzah. Says the Shagas Ayeh, according to my Teretz, Taisus is Kasha's answer also. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to put up a mezuzah lishkas parhedrin? What was the second teretz? Because he pays for it when he fixes it up. The Kohen who burns the parah aduma does nothing of the kind, and therefore it's not his. So according to that teretz, that's why we're not require a mezuzah. Good, very good. So far, so good. Terrific. We'll go a little further now. What's the halacha in terms of a sukkah? Do you need a mezuzah on your sukkah or not?
No.
The chacham say you don't need a mezuzah on your sukkah. Why not? Because they are of the opinion that it's a diras arai. It's a temporary place. Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it's a diras keva, you do need a mezuzah on your sukkah. Fine. We paskin like the chacham. And that's what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Pei Vav in Yerdeh, Sifyar Aleph, a sukkah, or a room on a boat. It could be you can go on a cruise for 4 weeks, 8 weeks. Can be there for a long time, right? But since it's only a temporary room, a temporary house, you're not required to put up a mezuzah, right? Someone could be on a boat for 6 weeks. That's more than 30 days. Even though you pay to be on the boat. Why? Because it's not a home. It's not a house. The nature of the boat, it's only temporary. It's only to be there while you're traveling from place to place. You're not required. In other words, you rent an RV and you're going on a 6 month excursion. You're not required to put up, because it's not a dira. It's not considered a permanent house. It's only temporary in its very nature.
What about that being sitting in the garage then? You don't put it because it's temporary. You don't live in the garage.
No, but there it's used constantly. It's used for storage all year round. That's why your garage does require a mezuzah, indeed. Yeah.
What about an office?
An office, that's very good. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, an office really does not need. And the Taz explains, even though you use it all year round, because you're only there during the day and not at night. The reason why we do put up a mezuzah on an office is because you don't only use it for just to be there and do your work, like it would be a store, but you also have storage things over there, you also eat there sometimes, and for that reason you do require a mezuzah. Yeah, unless it's shared together with a guy, a shutzvus of a guy. Okay. So that... Coming in, what?
I thought I heard once there was a rabbi or some rabbis who would put mezuzahs on boat and train doors because they slept in the train room. Never heard of it.
All right, find the source. The Shulchan, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it does not require. Why? Because it is a diras arai. A sukkah also, we sleep and we eat there, but it's only temporary. It's not permanent at all in its nature. However, question is like this: some people have a room within their house. It's a regular built-in room in their house that very cleverly made that they just take off the roof. Somehow the roof comes off, and then for sukkahs they put schach over the top, and then they have a very ready-made sukkah. If the sukkahs take down the schach, put back the roof, turns into went to the room again, right? So the question is as follows: The question is as follows. There is a halacha by several mitzvahs that comes up. One is sukkah, one is mezuzah, one is tzitzis. The halacha, by all these three things, the Torah says, ta'aseh, you have to do it, you have to make it. And therefore, ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui. You have to actually make the mitzvah, and not that the mitzvah is made on its own. For example, if you take a beged, a garment, and you put tzitzis on four sides, and then you cut the edges of the beged to make it four corners, so you have four corners and the tzitzis already there, it's no good. Why? Because you did not put the tzitzis on the beged, but rather when you made the beged, the tzitzis was already there. You have to be ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui. Another example, you buy a door, you go to Home Depot, and you buy a door frame. Right? You say, I'm not going to put the door frame into the door yet, but you know what? I have extra time. I'll take my mezuzah, affix it to my doorpost, and then when you take the doorpost and put it into the room, boom, it's made and already has the mezuzah there. Puzzle, why? Taseh, you have to make the mezuzah, meaning you have to put the mezuzah on the door, v'loy min ha'asui, not that once the door is put in, it already is made. Good? So here's the shaila. You have this regular room, which you use during the whole year. It has a mezuzah on it, right? Comes Sukkot time, you take the roof off, you put on schach, because that's another problem. If you put on the schach before you open the roof, you put on the schach and then you open the roof, what's the problem?
You didn't make
the schach. You open the roof and boom, the sukkah was made. So you have to open the roof first. Okay.
Sometimes the rains, they close it and reopen.
Yeah, that is not a problem. We'll see that in a moment. Very good. But here's the problem that the Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridei Asim Reish Pei Vav and the Shari Tshuva also in Arachayim Asim Tov Reish Chav Vav at the end of Sukkot Gimel says as follows. You have a room and has a mezuzah on it. You open the roof, you put on schach. You use it for 7 days of Sukkot. During Sukkot, so are you obligated to have a mezuzah on that room? No, it's a diras arai. So then when you put back the roof afterwards, you took the schach and you put back the roof, you just sort of remade a room, which is now a permanent room. And where's the mezuzah? It was already there. Ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui.
Does it matter that the roof isn't the whole roof? Because I've seen where it's just over the man of the house's chair.
So you're saying so part of the room still could be considered as part of the house, not the sukkah. Okay. But what if you have a room that the whole roof is opened up and it transforms into the sukkah? If the sukkah is now, you hear the problem? If the sukkah is now, you have a mezuzah, but it's as if you took the doorpost, the door frame, and put it into the door. So the Pri Chadash is quoted as saying that you have to take the mezuzah off and put it back on again. However, many Achrayim disagree for two reasons. Number one, that this room is actually a permanent room. You're right, right now it's also being used as a dual purpose as a sukkah. But it is also a permanent room. And for that, it could be it's still obligated in having a sukkah. That's a mezuzah, thank you. That's terrace number one. Terrace number two is... that when is it a problem of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui? That's if it was never put up in a kosher way, and you want it to be considered as if you be mekayim the mitzvah, that's ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui. However, if I put it up when I put up the first time, it was kosher. Even though now I took away that obligation by transforming into a sukkah, when I put it back in, there's no problem with ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui. That proof is from your question. Because when I open the roof, and now it's raining, whoop, I close the roof again. When I open the roof again, why isn't that ta'aseh v'loy min ha'asui on the schach? Right? Not only roof, every time I put a shlach over it, it's rab. Teretz is, when I made the schach originally, it was made bekashrus. It was made with the perfectly good. Now that I closed it up, it don't lose that kashrus. So too with this mezuzah, the same rationale would apply. Since when I put up the mezuzah in the first place, it was done bekashrus, even though now I took away that chiyah because I made it into a sukkah, you don't lose that kashrus, taslunose. Where would it be an afkamina? The nafkamina would be, is what happens is during Sukkot, a lot of traffic in and out of that room. Somebody brushes against the mezuzah, boom, it falls off. Do I have to put it up now? It's my sukkah. Do I have to put it up? Maybe not required. So here is the double-edged sword. According to the first terrorist, that since this is a permanent room, you are obligated, so I really need it now. So the Beis Baruch says, put it up now to be yaitz of those opinions. But the problem is, since you just put it up now, when it's not really obligated according to the other opinion, it's a sukkah, now you put the roof back in, what problem do you have? Ta'asav aleimen azui. So in that case, says, put it up then to be yaitz of those sheet. Just after the sukkah, take it down and put it back up. Don't make a bracha unless you have another mezuzah put up. But that's what we have to do with this case of sukkah, all based on the din over here of what we see over here. There's another discussion here we'll have to get to next week in Mitzvah Shem. Are you required to put a mezuzah on a prison cell? And it's not only to get to someone, Nebuchadnezzar, a Jew is sentenced to eat many years in prison, but it also, we'll see, it was Negeya to a different place. We'll see you the next week. Mitzvah Shem.